So unobtrusively that I scarce noticed the movement, the girl had drawn to her mother's side. What she said to her I did not hear, for the brief words were uttered in a low voice, but I noticed as she spoke one small fair hand rested on the woman's hand. Was there magic in that touch? The woman's repulsive aspect changed into one of kindly welcome, and she said,
"Yes, it's a long way to G. I guess we can find a place for him."
Many times more during that evening did I observe the magic power of that hand and voice, the one gentle yet potent as the other. On the next morning, breakfast being over, I was preparing to take my departure, when my host informed me that if I would wait for half an hour, he would give me a ride in his wagon to G, as business required him to go there. I was very well pleased to accept of the invitation. In due time, the farmer's wagon was driven into the road before the house, and I was invited to get in. I noticed the horse as a rough-looking Canadian pony, with a certain air of stubborn endurance. As the farmer took his seat by my side, the family came to the door to see us off.